Pedal Basketball. Listen live. Stream at KINYradio.com and download the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast. The Gold Medal Play-by-Play Booth is powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right. I think that's my cue. Good evening, everyone. Well, actually, I guess it's good afternoon, everyone, on a bright, sunshiny, 40-degree day here in Juneau, Alaska. We are in the George Houston Gymnasium. And this is game number 18 of the gold medal basketball tournament, 75th annual. And, of course, this year it's a great big honor to be broadcasting this one. And, of course, that's because this is the longest-running sporting event sponsored by any Lions club in the entire world. Now, I know from talking to Sasha and Tim that there are people from the International Lions Club here. They're taking pictures. They are doing interviews, the whole nine yards. And there will be a symposium, an international symposium. And, of course, at that point in time, they will be showing this information from the Juneau Lions Club. So proud of the local Lions Club. I've been a part of this, oh, my gosh, longer than I care to remember, actually. My first gold medal I broadcast in 1975, and I've broadcast each one since then. So it's been a pleasure and an honor for myself to be broadcasting as well. And now let's get into basketball. This is Class C action, and this is a loser's bracket game, as it is Metlakatla, and they are going against Cake. Metlakatla lost game number two on Sunday to Hoonah by a score of 76-60, and Cake followed at 4:30 by losing 71-68 to Yakutat in game number five. So as all of the games are today, this one is going to be a loser out. So Cake in the black with their red numbers, Hoonah black and red jerseys, predominantly red, as Cake gets the tip. And handling the basketball for Cake, long three-pointer is up and good by Jace Scudero. So Scudero immediately knocks down a three-pointer. Back the other way, Rudy Bean handling the ball. He goes down on the baseline to Xavier Friday. Friday comes around to pick. Hands the ball back out on top to Bean. Bean goes around to pick. Working at the right point. Still Rudy out on top, working one-on-one. Handing the basketball to Kelly Brown. Brown for three, back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. It comes down to Scudero. Jace will come across the timeline. Pulls up. Goes underneath. Shot up off the glass and good by number five. And we'll have to figure out who number five is. All right, so we have a long three-pointer up, no good. Number five is Chris Booth. So Booth knocks down a couple of free throws, a couple of shots, battle on the floor, and I think the Metlakatla was out of bounds. So a little slow start here as we got a 5-0 score in favor of Metlakatla. Sorry about that. We had a player on the floor that we had a number on the floor as Metlakatla got another player. So we are smooth and ready to go now as Chris Booth going to bring the ball across. Oh, no, bad pass as Booth kind of wasn't looking. And so Rudy Bean will bring it across the floor. Here comes Bean. Working at the top of the key. Long three-pointer by Rudy. It's up off side rim. No good. Rebound up. Oh, that one was errant shot. That was Kelly Brown. Rebound comes back down to Bean. Bean pulls up. 17-foot jump shot. Over and off. Brown runs down the rebound down in the corner. He hands it off to Xavier Friday. They go down on the baseline. Hook pass. Oh, almost thrown it away as Xavier Friday handles the basketball. He moves into the lane. Jump pass. Chop it up. Left short there by Shane Pageant. And the rebound comes down to Apollo Marsden for Met. 5-0 the score, Met McCatla. And at this point, it's kind of slow break as both teams just walking it around. They go inside to Marsden. Apollo moves up off the glass. Oh, tough shot. Rebound, Shane Pageant. Ball stripped loose. Kind of looked like he might have got mugged a little bit. No call. And back the other way. Xavier Friday. There's Rudy Bean right side. This time he knocks down a three. So Bean knocks down a three. That's the first basket of the ball game for Cake, and it's a 5-3 score. We're at the 7-minute mark of the first quarter here. Remember, this is a loser out, and they gave the points to the wrong team. There we go. Jay Scudero into the lane, whips it on top to Booth. Oh, and a three-pointer was off the side rim. And we're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a foul, and it's going to be on. Is it going to be on? Nope, they called a foul. They called a travel. Could have been a foul, called a travel. Probably the best thing to do. 5-3 the score. Inside 7 minutes, Rudy Bean moves around to pick. Looks baseline, can't find anybody. As Chris Booth has him, Rudy pulls up, still dribbling the ball on the left point. Needs to get rid of it a little bit. I think we're going to have an illegal screen on Shane Pageant. Yep, so Shane Pageant picks up the foul. Yeah, that's going to be an illegal screen. As he just kind of stuck out his hip and knocked Booth over. So across the timeline is Scudero. Remember, loser out, 5-3 the score. Oh, and hook pass underneath to Marsden. Oh, Padgett got a piece of that. Marsden got it back. Whistle, and we're going to have a foul, and I think it's going to be on field turnaround. I can get his number. Foul's going to be on number 21, and that's Carson Viles. So going to the free throw line is going to be Apollo Marsden. Nobody shot a free throw yet. Marsden at the line. Met leading on a little bit of a slow start here. Oh, that one was ugly. Side rim. As Pageant sits down, checking in for Cake as Kevin Acevedo shot up and good. So back the other way we come. Across the timeline, Bean, 6-3, Cake. We're going to have an illegal screen, and that's going to be immediately on number 11. And we don't have an 11 on the score sheet, so we'll try to figure out who that is. Handling the basketball is Booth for Met. That's Chris. He comes out on top, pass to Guthrie. Guthrie off to Booth, long NBA three, and it's no good, and it's out of bounds.
Renee, who's 11 for Cake? Trevor?
All right, Rudy Bean handling the basketball as three-pointer is up and good by Bean. So it looks like that Cake has their full complement of players now as number 11 is Trevor Rostad. 6-6 the score, 5:18 to go. Booth handling the ball. They go on the high post to Hayward, off to Apollo Marsden. Three-pointer, side rim. And we're going to have a foul, and it's going to be on number 10 for Cake, and that's Kelly Brown. So Brown just kind of put his hand right up in the face of Apollo Marsden. Marsden kind of stepped in, and Kelly pats him on the backside, says, "Hey, man, sorry about that." So Marsden a moment ago was 1-for-2. This is a three-pointer. First free throw is up and good. So he is 2-for-3 from the line. 7-6 the score as Met goes back on top. Remember, this is a loser out. We're going to have a couple more games. We have a women's game at 6 o'clock. Second free throw up, no good. And then we have a Masters game, and that is going to be at 7:30 tonight. The women's game is POW and Cake in the winner's bracket. 7:30 tonight, it's Huna and Kluck Wan in the Masters bracket. That'll be the first action for both of those teams. And the third one is up and good. So Marsden gets two out of three, and we have a quick timeout on the floor. So is it going to be a 60? It's going to be a 30. Okay, it's 8-6 in favor of Metlakatla. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial. Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, long three-pointer put up by Kelly Brown, no good. Rebound comes down to Met. Jay Scudero drives left baseline, 14-foot jump shot, left a little bit short as he was a little bit off balance. Here comes Cake on the run. Bean hands the ball off. Oh, nice reverse layup, up and good. That was a beautiful shot, and that shot was up by Xavier Friday, and he got his first bucket of the basketball game. So we are back tied again as we are tied at 8. We were tied at 6. Bad pass. Oh, almost stolen away. It's going to be off of the foot of Trevor Rostad, so it's going to be out of bounds to Metlakatla. So Matt will trigger the inbounds pass. Sitting down for a rest is number 10, Kelly Brown. And we'll pick up his substitution as soon as we can. Looks like number 20 has checked in, and that's Josh Jackson. Round a pick, 15-foot jump shot, over and off, battle for the rebound. And it comes down to Josh Jackson. He hands it ahead to Rudy Bean. Bean will bring it across the timeline. Bean drives down into the left baseline to Xavier Friday to Bean. Bean inside. He's double-teamed, and I think he stepped on the end line. So Rudy kind of got trapped down there, tried to be sneaky and circle around out of bounds as he stepped on the end line. 8-8 the score. We're inside the four-minute mark here of the first quarter. Pass comes out on top. Handling the ball is Apollo Marsden. They go down on the baseline to Booth, and we're going to have a whistle and the foul. I think that one might be on, is that one on Rudy? Yep, so Bean picks up the foul. That's going to be one on Rudy now. 8-8 the score. And going to the free throw line is going to be number one, Brian Hayward, as that is the fifth foul on Cake now. Hayward, first free throw up and no good. One, two, three, four, five. Three, okay. Seven, so Cake is, or Met is 3-for-7. Second one's up. Oh, barely hit the front of the rim. Misses that one, and we're still tied at 8. And they're 3-for-8 from the free throw line, and that's 5 points they've left on the floor. Bean handling the basketball for Cake. Off to Rostad. Off to Josh Jackson. They go out on the right point handling the basketball. Bounce pass to Josh Jackson. Comes back out on top to Bean. Rudy goes around a Jackson pick. Working right at the top against Scudero. Bounce pass inside. Nice move up off the glass. Left it short. Battling for the rebound. And that is Jess Ross. And the ball's knocked loose and is picked out of there by Metlakatla. Metlakatla comes across the timeline. Off to Scudero. Scudero drives. Long three-point shot, up and good. So a really nice shot by Booth as he's got two threes and a two. And back the other way. Beautiful pass to Trevor Rostad, and Trevor puts the ball up and good. So Rostad with two, and it's still Met as they've led the entire way. We've had two ties at 6-8, but right now it's 11-10. Down to 220. Free throw line to Scudero. Scudero goes down in the corner to Booth. They go inside. Oh, nice shot put up. We're going to have a whistle and a foul. And I think it's going to be on number 20, and that's going to be Josh Jackson. So Josh picks up his first personal foul. Going back to the line is going to be Hayward. A moment ago, he missed a two from the line. 11-10. Hayward, free throw up. And, boy, he's left. Every one of them have been really, really short. That one, again, just barely hit the rim. So Hayward, couple of bounces, deep breath up. This one looks like it's going to be good, and it is, right in the bottom of the net. So he is 1-for-4 from the free throw line as we're moving down towards the 2-minute mark. 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Met leads by a bucket, 12-10. Bean looking for Friday. Xavier in the corner. Can't find him. Reverse dribble. Hands the ball off to Jackson. Off to Rostad. We're going to have a reaching foul, and that's going to be on Scudero. So Jace picks up his first personal foul. And they probably would have let that one go, but unfortunately it did cause a travel. So Josh Jackson's going to trigger the inbounds pass to Rudy Bean. Bean around to pick. And we're going to have a foul, and that's going to be on number 5, I think. No, it's going to be on 13. Okay, that's Apollo Marsden. So Marsden picks up the foul. Friday to Bean. Bean, long three-pointer. It's over and off. No good. Battle for the rebound. And it comes down to Chris Booth. Booth to Scudero. And Scudero will come across the timeline. We have a sub in. It's number 10. It's Sid Brendable for Met. Comes back out on top to Guthrie. Guthrie off to Scudero. Jace along three. Over and off. No good. Rebound comes down to Kavanaugh, who just checked in. Off to Shane Pageant. Comes back out on top. Bean left point. Pageant sets a pick. Bean tries to feed it inside, and it's knocked away. And I'm sorry, that's Rob Mills who checked in for Cake. So across the timeline is Hayward off to Apollo Marsden. Ball's on the floor, picked up out of there nicely by Rob Mills for Cake to Rudy Bean. Off to Xavier Friday, up off the glass, and good. Nice move as Xavier's got that nice soft left-handed touch off the glass. Inside a minute, 45 seconds, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul. Well, Bean and Trevor Rostad are both there. They give it to Trevor. So Trevor picks up the foul. That's going to be his first personal foul. And, of course, Guthrie's going to the line as we are in the double bonus here as we're past five fouls on Cake. First free throw by Guthrie is up and good. So remember, what they do is they have women's college rules. So after the fifth foul of the quarter, then what happens is second shot is up and good. So it's 14-12, lead back to 2 as we're down to 40 seconds now. Handling the basketball is Xavier Friday. Again, he goes up with the left hand, left it too long. It's on the floor, battle for it, Pageant paddles, and we're going to have a timeout for Cake as they control the basketball, and we have 22 seconds to go. 27.9, 14-12 in favor of Matt LaCala. We'll be back after a word from a 30-second sponsor.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right. Inbounds pass comes to Brendable. handling the basketball as Cake is pressing in backcourt, down to 20 seconds now. Bringing it across the timeline is Guthrie. Cliff handles the basketball. He goes off to Brendable. Sid off to Marsden. Marsden, free throw line, up, left it short, tips once, twice, got it back, went up, and he's going to be fouled. I think that foul's going to be on Josh Jackson. Well, Marsden, so much taller than everybody else, kind of reminded me of a Ryan Dibdahl last night. Just kind of stood there, flipped it up, stood there, flipped it up, and nobody could get up to stop him. But Apollo has not had a good quarter shooting free throws. One, two, three, four, five. He is 2 for 5 from the free throw line. Deep breath, second free throw. Oh, hit every part of the rim, but he got it to go. So 15 points now, or 15. He's got 4 points, 15-12 lead, 5 seconds to go. Cake might get a shot off. Second free throw up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Guthrie. Guthrie, long three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. So at the end of the first quarter, it's Metlakatla 15, Cake 12. We'll be back in 60 seconds with second quarter action.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Chris Booth, he hands it across the timeline to Jace Scudero. And Booth definitely making a difference in the scoring. They go inside to Booth. Booth, oh, he was looking for Guthrie as Booth's pass went one way and Guthrie went the other way. So Booth has 8. 5 for Apollo Marsden, all free throws. 1 for Brian Hayward, 1 for Guthrie. That's the 15 points for Cake. Friday has 4. Or Friday has 6. And Friday has 4 and 6 for Bean. And another long three-pointer. And this one, again, was put up by Rudy Bean. He's got 9, and we are tied again at 15. So we were tied at 6, 8, and now 15. Guthrie off to Apollo Marsden. Marsden in the lane, kind of bulls his way in there. No good. Rebound, Guthrie. Guthrie, long three-pointers up and good. Excuse me. Nice shot by Clifton Guthrie as he's got 4 now as he knocks down a three-pointer. Cake goes back on top by a score, Met goes back on top by a score of 18-15. Xavier Friday out on top to Rudy Bean. Bean handling the basketball for Cake. He's like right at the top of the key. Goes around to Kelly Brown pick. Comes off to Trevor Rostad. Trevor goes down the lane, up off the glass, no good. Tipped once by Jackson, no good. Oh, nice pass inside, up hook pass. Xavier Friday was a little off balance, and he couldn't get it to drop. That was a pass from Kelly Brown. So a couple of offensive rebounds for Cake, but they couldn't cash in, and Met with a three-point lead comes back the other way. Met going right to left, so they're going towards the commons area. Scudero. Nice handle. Looks inside for Booth. Bad pass. Stolen away. Bean. 3-on-1. Bean. Oh, nice pass to Brown. And right through his hands and out of bounds. Trevor Rostad. Sorry about that. So Cake wastes an opportunity to get within one. Checking in is going to be number 5. So Sid Brendable sits down. Checking back in for Metlakatla is Chris Booth. So Booth took a quick breather at the beginning of the quarter. 18-15, Met by 3. down on the post. They go to Scudero. Scudero off to Hayward. Bryan knocks down a three, and that's going to be his first bucket to go along with one free throw, and it's 21-15. Rudy Bean for Cake brings it across the timeline as Met leads by six. Oh, bad pass. That's going to be stolen away, and Guthrie drives, lays it up off the glass, and good. It's interesting how many of these guys look behind to see who is there instead of just laying it up. That's how you miss a layup. So the lead is now eight, and that's the biggest lead of the ball game. Bean bounce pass on the pageant. Up, left it a little too strong, and the rebound comes down to Scudero for Metlakatla. Jace will bring it across the timeline. 23-15 the score. Pass ahead to Guthrie. They go inside to Marsden. Apollo up off the glass, and good. Nice move by Apollo Marsden. So he's got his first bucket. He was 5-for-8 from the free throw line. Lead is now 10 in the lane. Ball slapped loose. Picked up by Kelly Brown. Brown goes down on the baseline, left side to Bean. Bean. And I think we are going to have an illegal screen. And that is going to be on, I think, number 3. Yep. So the illegal screen is on Rob Mills. And Mills picks up his first personal foul. So back the other way with a 10-point lead is Metlakatla, and they are handling the basketball. We're at the 6:20 mark of the first half. Guthrie Clifton handles the basketball, dishes it off on the side to Chris Booth. Booth goes inside to Apollo Marsden up off the glass, and he is going to be fouled from behind, and that is going to be on number 21, and that is Carson Vills. So Vills picks up his first personal foul. Back to the free throw line goes Marsden, where he is 5-for-8 from the free throw line. Apollo, free throw up and no good. He is 5-for-9 from the free throw line. Not having a good free throw shooting night. That lead could be 15 instead of just 10. Second free throw up. This one, oh, rolls and crawls up over the rim and drops in. 26-15, down to 6 minutes here in the first half. 75th annual gold medal basketball tournament, and this is a special one, folks. In the lane, oh, nice drive, wild shot, and we got a whistle and a foul. I think that's going to be on Brian Hayward. Yes, it is. So Brian picks up his first personal foul, and getting lucky, as it was a wild, ugly shot, but Viles is going to go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. Kind of threw up a prayer and got fouled. First one's up, back rim drops off. 26-15. Checking in is number 22 for Cake. That's Jesse Ross. And sitting down is number 12. That's Xavier Friday. Second free throw is up and good. So Bills hits one out of two. 26-16, the lead back to 10. We are sitting right at the six-minute mark of the first half here. Down in the corner, there's Scudero for three. Got it. Money in the bank as Scudero knocks down a three. 29-16, the lead is 13. Kelly Brown, three-pointer for Cake, over and off. No good. Rebound comes down to Booth. Booth hands it off to Guthrie, and Cliff will bring it across the timeline. Cliff, little shake and bake in the lane. Nice defense off to Booth. Booth for three, back rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Carson Vills, who just checked in. To Bean, and we're going to have a foul. It's going to be on Scudero. So Jace tried to reach in on Rudy. Rudy did a little spin move. And Jace got nothing but Rudy's jersey. And now him and the referee are laughing and having a little chat. Lead is 13 for Metlakatla. Remember, this is a C bracket. This is loser out. I think everything today, all the games today are loser out. Nope, I think we have a winner's bracket game in the women's. Long three-pointer over and off. No good. Battle for the rebound. Picked out of there. Oh, Vills up off the glass and good. Or rather, Trevor Rostad up and good. So Rostad knocks it down. 29-18. Lead now 11. Booth hands the ball off. Brendable, three-pointer. Got it. Nice shot by Sid Brendable. That one got nothing but the bottom of the net. And now it's 32-18. Down to inside the four-minute mark here now. Bean, a long three-pointer. It's over. It's off. And I think it's going to be out of bounds to Metlakatla, I believe. It's trying to run that ball down with Trevor Rostad. Well, Rudy's knocked down a couple of threes, but he's not in his normal shooting rhythm here. So we're at 4:35. Don't forget, we have POW and Cake coming up at 6 o'clock, and that's a women's bracket, I believe. Is that a winner, Scott? POW and Cake, is that a winner bracket game for the women?
No, it's in the lower bracket.
Okay. All right, and then Huna and Cluck Juan in the Masters bracket, and that'll be the first game for them tonight at 7:30. So a couple more games coming up tonight. Marsden posts. Oh, it's amazing how he gets inside. Xavier Friday, see if he's got a – oh, I was going to say let's see if he's got a right hand to lay it up, but he put it up with the left hand on a little running one-hander. Should have went stronger to the left side. 32-18, so a ball knocked out of bounds by Cake. They're down 14. We're down to 4:10 to go. Down on the baseline, there's Booth. Long three-pointer, over and off, no good. Hayward the rebound, no good. Marsden the rebound, up and good. Boy, Apollo just powering. As him and Booth, long three-pointer by Friday's over and off. Rebound comes down to Apollo Marsden. Those are three big kids. Marsden must be about... probably 6'4", Bryant 6'4", Booth 6'2", or 6'3". There's Brendable, same spot as last time, this time a no result. Rebound Booth off to Guthrie. Guthrie no good. Ball tipped right into the hands of Xavier Friday. Xavier, bounce pass. Back to Rostad, up and good. Nice move by Trevor as he knocks it down. We're down to 3:20 here in the first half. Pretty good action end-to-end, not a high score, but pretty good action end-to-end. This one will probably end up in the 60s, which is about where the C games are. So it's a pretty good pace. Down inside to shot put up. We got a whistle. I think we're going to have a jump ball as Trevor Rostad was right on top of that ball as Hayward went to make a shot. And let's see, the possession arrow is going to be in favor of, yep, still in favor of Matt.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment. Play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, we are back. And that indeterminable, we just keep dropping our feed, so all we can do is dial it up and keep going. 37-20, down to 2:31. Cake handling the basketball. Rostad a three, back rim. No good. Rebound ran down by Booth. And Chris will bring it across the timeline. Down to 2:11, Chris dribbling slowly. Again, remember, this is C-bracket action, so these aren't the really old guys. These are the guys in their 30s and early 40s. Jay Scudero off to Guthrie, to Booth, back to Guthrie. Guthrie long three-pointer, and that's going to be an air ball as it hits the bottom of the rim, and it goes out of bounds. So 37-20 the score as Metlakatla has stretched it out here. And Chris Booth... definitely has made a difference as he just got into town and this is his first game. Brings some scoring punch. Rudy Bean long three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down, back out on top to Rostad. Rostad handling the basketball to Bean. Bean looking to hold it. Goes down on the baseline. Checking in is number 8 for Cake. That is Larry Jackson, and he knocks it down. And now we're going to have a timeout. We are going to have a timeout. Looks like we're going to have a 30-second timeout for Metlakatla. 37-22, Metlakatla. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, Bob Sims back at the gym. Metlakatla, they go down on the block to Booth, off to Hayward. We got a holding foul, and that is going to be on number 8, who just checked in for Cake. And again, that's Larry Jackson. So Jackson, Jackson picks up his first personal foul. And we're not in the bonuses, obviously. That's the first foul of the quarter. Pass comes into Sid Brendable. He's on the left point. Brendable hands it to Jay Scudero. Oh, nice cut. Guthrie, reverse layup, can't get it to go. Oh, nice cut. Just couldn't get it to drop. So the rebound came down to Pageant, off to Bean, across the timeline. Ball knocked loose, picked up nicely by Rostad. Checking the clock. Down to a minute. Move just inside a minute now. Bean down the lane. Rudy, ball's knocked loose. It's on the floor. Battle for it. And picked out of there by Metlakatla. Here comes Scudero across the timeline. We're down to 45 now. Will Matt look for one? No, Guthrie's going to take a three-pointer from the corner. And the rebound comes down to Rostad. So Trevor goes behind his back. Tries to get fancy. Ball knocked loose. Picked out of there by Metlakatla, and Scudero handles the ball. He hands the ball off to Chris Booth, and Booth looks like they might want to work for one. Bean tries to steal it from Booth, off to Brendable. They go down on the block to Scudero. Scudero up off the glass, and he's going to be fouled. And I believe that's going to be Jackson again. Larry Jackson picks up his second personal foul. Jay Scudero, a big wide body in there. Boy, when he drops steps into the lane, you're going to have to get all over him to keep him from putting the shot up. Jace has one three-pointer. Free throw back rim. Boy, neither one of these teams are shooting very well from the free throw line. 37-22, Met. 15, well, technically, according to the clock, 14.8 seconds left to go. So we'll see if Scudero can stretch that lead. He does. Second free throw is up and good. And it's 38-22 now. Down to 10. Bean, three-pointer. Oh, over and off battle. No good. Rebound comes down to Pageant. Pageant forces one up. Long down court pass, and that's going to be it. So at halftime, it's Metlakatla, 38. Cake, 22 in the C bracket, loser's bracket. We'll be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes with first half statistics.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how!
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, Bob Sims back. Halftime Class C action. Loser, Metlakatla 38, Cake 22. The winner advances, the winner advances to tomorrow night's game. That will be game number 26, and the loser will get to sit in the stands and watch the rest of the tournament from there. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Metlakatla, 4 points for Brian Hayward. He had a three-pointer, one free throw, as he was 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Sid Brendable had 1 3-pointer. Apollo Marsden had 11. He had a 3, 2, and 5, 6, 7 free throws in 12 attempts. 3 and a 2 by Guthrie. No, I'm sorry. Guthrie has 6. A 3, a 2, and a free throw. Jace Scudero has 4. He had a 3-pointer and a free throw. And Chris Booth, early on, had a couple of 3s and a 2, and has done a lot of rebounding and ball handling in the first quarter. 38 for Cake, and for 22 points for Cake. Larry Jackson has 1 on a rebound. Xavier Friday has 4 points, as he has 2 2s. Carson Vills had a free throw. He has 1, and 9 points for Rudy Bean. 22 points for Cake, as the lid was kind of on. Let's see if it'll come off when they come down to the other end of the floor. So we're at halftime. It's 38-22. C loser bracket game. And we'll be back in 60 seconds with more basketball action.
Basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Juno Auto Mall, 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Buzzer went off, and the commercial got over. So it's 38-22, and I have to welcome in one listener, as I got a nice phone call at halftime, and my daughter Tara said, "Hey, Daddy, I'm listening." So, hi, Tara, how are you? It's good to hear your voice, sweetheart. And now let's get back to basketball. Start of the third quarter, and Cake has some work to do. They're down 38-22. They've gotten some decent shots. They just haven't been, other than Rudy Bean, they haven't got a lot of stuff to drop. And, of course, with the big bodies of Marsden and Booth and Hayward, all at about 6'4 or 6'5. They aren't getting many offensive rebounds either. Gym's starting to fill up. Don't forget, we have a women's game at 6 o'clock. That's POW and Cake, and you can kind of hear the crowd getting into it here in the background as a couple of popular teams, Metlakatla and Cake. So Rudy, Bean, and Cake will start it out. Bean, long three-pointer, no good, back rim. Battle for the rebound comes down to Chris Booth, and could have easily had a foul on Pageant, but they didn't call it as Chris got the ball. Back the other way, Guthrie down to the baseline. Cut off by Xavier Friday. Guthrie forces one up. It was an air ball, and the rebound comes down to Carson Bills. He hands it off to Friday, and Friday will bring it across the timeline. So Cake down 16, and they can't waste possessions. They need to score some points. Trevor Rostad to Bean. Bean faked the jump shot at the free throw line. Looking inside, that pass goes inside to Carson Bills. Back on the left side, there's a three-pointer by Pageant. It's an air ball, and the rebound comes down to Metlakatla, to Jay Scudero, and he's a one-on-five, so he's going to patiently wait for his teammates to come back in. Guthrie, top of the key, three-pointer, got it to drop. Nice move by Guthrie as Cliff knocks down the three. He's got eight now, or nine now, and the lead is 19 at 41-22. And it looks like Cake's going to call a timeout. Is that what's happening? No, let's wait a minute. I don't think there's a timeout. Oh, Xavier Friday. It looks like he must have twisted an ankle or something because they called timeout, let him get off the floor with a substitute as Kelly Brown checks in, and now we're ready to go. So I thought we had a timeout. No timeout. Kelly Brown. And tipped out of bounds by number one. That's Brian Hayward. So triggering the inbounds pass will be Shane Pageant. He comes into Rudy Bean at the top of the key. Bean working on Booth. Drives to the baseline. Little running hook is up and good. Nice move by Rudy Bean. As Booth had him by 5 inches, Bean just decides, well, I'm just going to throw up a little hook shot here. And it drops. 41-24 now. Scudero walking the ball slowly up across the timeline. Moves inside. We're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a foul. And that foul is going to be on number 21, and that's Carson Vills. So I have him for four now. Okay, I had him for three, so I must have missed one. So going to the free throw line is going to be Jace Scudero. The Scudero family is actually a Metlakatla family, but of course his dad, Jerry, for a long time owned Taquan Air, so they were in Ketchikan, and Jace actually went to Ketchikan High School, but the family itself actually is from Metlakatla. So Jace puts up the first free throw, and it is good, so he has five now. 1 3-pointer, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Three, oh, this one's up, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Cake. Back the other way, nice pass, lead pass ahead. Trevor Rostad behind the defense, puts the shot up and good. They go down on the block to Scudero. Oh, nice spin move. But the ball is knocked out of there and stolen away by Cake. That was Pageant. Off to Bean. Bean, right point, double teamed. Gets the ball off to Rostad. Rostad a three, no good. Pageant knocks it loose from Scudero. Scudero picks it back up. He will hand it off to Chris Booth. And Booth will bring it across the timeline. Booth handling the ball out on top to Scudero. Off to Apollo Marsden. Brian Hayward. Oh, tried to feed it inside to Scudero. Ball knocked loose by Bean and stolen away. Here comes Cake. Rudy down on the baseline to Carson Bills. Bills pulls up. Three-pointer. Got it. I'm sorry, that was Kelly Brown who knocked down that three-pointer. 42-29, the lead is 13. Down the lane, Guthrie, ball knocked loose by Vills. Three-pointer by Hayward, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Pageant. Pageant off to Vills, lead pass ahead to Bean. Bean going to be double-teamed and back, or right across the timeline. Dribbles out of it, reverse dribbles. Bean, long three-pointer, side rim. And boy, Rudy has been really, really cold. And that one was obviously a forced shot. So checking in for Cake, Kevin Acevedo is going to check in. His first time in the ballgame, sitting down for a rest, is going to be number 11, and that is Trevor Rostad. So Rostad checks out, and Acevedo checks in. Scudero being hawked by Brown. Free throw line to Apollo Marsden. Marsden, oh, and he walked. Tried to reverse dribble, realized that he was in trouble and was going to knock a defender over, so he caught his step, but got called for the travel. So the inbounds pass going to come from Bean. He comes into Acevedo. Acevedo hands it back to Rudy, and here comes Rudy on the run. Off to Kelly Brown. In the lane, ball slapped loose. Brown gets it off to Acevedo. He goes inside, and we're going to have a foul. I think that's going to be on Apollo Marsden. So Marsden picks up the foul. Well, Acevedo came in and aggressively decided, hey, I'm going to try to put these guys on my back, and we're going to get down into single digits, but he got fouled. But he could cut it down to 11, as the lead right now is 13. Acevedo, left-hand shot up, rolls all the way around the rim and drops off. So Kevin Acevedo, 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Second shot up, Acevedo hits the bottom of the net. So the lead is 12, and that is as close as Cake has been in a while. 42-30, 6-minute mark here in the third quarter. You can hear the Cake fans right down below us on the right-hand side, and Marsden travels again. Again, he's trying to bull his way in there, and that time Acevedo stood his ground. Marsden trying to spin into the lane, and it's just not happening, and he's getting his feet tangled up. Back the other way, Bean. Hook pass off to Brown. Brown faked the three. Scudero stepped up, cut off his face, and he goes back to Bean. Bean goes around to pick. He's at the free throw line extended. Pulls up. Oh, nice pass underneath to Acevedo. Up and good. So Acevedo with a little bit of a spark here for Cake. He's got three in a row, and the lead is now 10, folks. Here comes Scudero, and we're going to have a blocking foul. Yep, didn't quite get there. And that's going to be a call, a foul on Pageant. He tried to cut him off, but he just didn't move his feet fast enough. So Pageant picks up the foul. That is going to be 2 on Shane. And Scudero will trigger the inbounds pass. They come into Booth. Booth, Bean slaps at it. Booth handling the ball. They go down inside to Bryant. Back to Booth. Into Bryant, turns around, 8-footer, left it short, had a good look, just couldn't get it to drop, and here comes Bean for Cake on the run. Bean, baseline. Oh, Kelly Brown, ball knocked loose, and is it going to be picked up? Yes, it is. Nice hustle by Acevedo. Boy, he's got some fresh legs, and he's making do. Pageant, left corner, no good. Rebound, Acevedo up, no good. Battle for the rebound, it's on the floor, and it's picked out of there by Chris Booth for Metlakatla. Well, Cake had a chance to cut it to single digits, had three looks at it, a couple shot and an offensive rebound, and couldn't get it to drop. Got on the block to Booth. Booth spins in the lane, left it short. Hayward up off the glass, whistle and a foul. And we're going to have some complaining on the... So it looks like sitting back down is going to be Pageant. And we need a sub, but we can't get one in yet, as Brian Hayward is going to go to the free throw line. Brian with 4 points, a three, and a free throw, as he was 1-for-4. Shot is up, and he left it short. So checking in for Cake is number 3. That's Rob Mills. Also checking in is number 22. That's Jess Ross. Sitting down is Pageant. Also sitting down is number, turn around so I can see your number, number 21, and that is Carson Bills. 42-32, second free throw up, and he got it to drop. So Brian Hayward gets 1 out of 2. He's got 5 now in the lead back to 11. Back the other way, Kelly Brown hands it off. Nope, ball off of the stomach and out of bounds. As trying to make a move in there was Jess Ross, and he couldn't control the basketball. Good defense on by Chris Booth that time as he forced Ross into the turnover. So again, they had a chance to cut it to single digits. And again, Cake foils them. although that one was kind of their own making. Guthrie goes to the baseline. They go inside to Booth out on top. Long three-pointer by Brendable, who just checked in. No good. Booth slapped at it, couldn't get it. Here comes Cake on the run. Bean moves inside. Ball knocked loose, and we have a whistle, and I think we have a foul that's going to be on Sid Brendable. So Sid picks up his first personal foul. That is team foul number two on Metlakatla. So the lead is 43-32, and Cake handles the basketball. Got to get it in. Comes way out on top to Jess Ross. He hands it off to Bean. Bean drives, and I think we're going to have a foul. It's going to be on Chris Booth. So Booth tried to knock the ball away, and he picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. So third team foul on Met, so not in the bonus yet. So Jess Ross going to trigger the inbounds pass. Setting a pick, we're probably going to see, comes way out on top, yes, to Kelly Brown. Brown, long three-pointer. That one's going to be short. Rebound. There's that hustler again on the floor. Battle for it, and we got a jump ball. And that's going to be great hustle in there by Chris Booth, and also great hustle in there by Rob Mills. But I think the possession arrow is going to be in favor of Metlakatla. So, again, another opportunity for Cake to cut it to less than 10. Goes by the board. Pass comes in to Guthrie. Actually, it went from Guthrie to Booth right back to Guthrie. And Rob Mills was all over the back of Brian Hayward. Brian knocks him to the floor. And I'm not exactly sure. I was watching the ball come up, so I'm not exactly sure. So the foul is going to be on Brian Hayward. And I think Rob Mills was kind of all over him. So Hayward sits down. And, again, I apologize. I didn't see what happened, but I think they sat Hayward down. And I think he was a little frustrated with Mills being all over him. There's going to be an over and back. Ball's touched. It's going to be over and back. So Cake's going to trigger the inbounds pass. Jess Ross will trigger it in. So Hayward slapped Mills on the backside, and everything seemed to be good. Pass comes in. They're looking for Bean. Oh, bad pass stolen away by Met, as checking in is number 20 for Metlakatla. And I'm not sure who that opened there. That could have been a double dribble, but not. Guthrie handling the basketball. Guthrie off to Marsden. We have a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Jess Ross. So Ross picks up the foul. I'm guessing that might be Archie Dundas, but I'm not sure. So if there is somebody down there listening, if you would give me a shout or go ahead and send me a text and let me know who number 20 for Met is, I'd appreciate it. Marsden, first free throw is up and good. So Apollo's got 12 now. Second free throw by Marsden. It is up, and he's hit two in a row. So he got the second one to drop. He's got 13 now. And we are down to 3:30 in the third quarter. 13-point lead for Metlakatla. Across the timeline, Kelly Brown handles the ball to Rudy Bean out on top. Bean looking for a pick from Pageant. Scudero's got him. They get the ball to Brown, left point. Bean goes around to pick. And we're going to have Scudero. And now, things are getting a little chippy as Jess Ross kind of chested up Jace Scudero on the pick, and Scudero didn't like it and kind of put the forearm right in Jess Ross's chest and pushed him off. So Scudero picked up the foul, but it could have easily been another one of those illegal screens. Comes out on top. Handling the basketball is Cake. Pageant. Pageant, reverse dribble, 14-footer. Another air ball. Rebound comes down to Rostad, and Trevor gets the shot to drop. So things getting just a little bit chippy here. 45-34. Scudero across the timeline. Pulls up. Dishes it to Marsden off the glass and good. Old-fashioned basketball. Nobody uses the glass anymore unless it's a prayer. But Marsden did nicely. Pageant, 14-footer, finally gets one to drop. So Shane Pageant with his first 2 points of the basketball game. And Met still leads by 11. Scudero, long three-pointer, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. Marsden was there. Number 20 got it, and he put the shot up. Stolen back by Guthrie. Guthrie, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound, and I think that's Dundas. He puts the shot up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Cake. Here comes Rudy on the run. He's double-teamed. Gets the ball off to Carson Vills. Vills double-teamed, and I think we're going to have a holding foul. Is that going to be on Scudero, or is that going to be on Marsden? Nope, I think it's going to be on... Foul's going to be on Guthrie, it looks like. Nope, foul was on 13. Yep, that's Marsden. So Marsden picks up his third personal foul. 47-36. We're down to a minute 40, and we are now in the double bosses, so Carson Vills will go to the line. He was 2 for 2 in the first half. This one's up and back rim, no good, so he is 2 for 3. And those were the only 2 points of the first half for Vills. 47-36. Vills, left-hand soft push up, bottom of the net. So he's got three, all of the free throw variety, and the lead is 10. And now we have a full timeout for Metlakatla. Minute 45 in the third, 47 Met, 37 Cake. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Juno Auto Mall, 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires, and commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, we are back here quickly, Apollo Marsden put the shot up for Met, no good, and let's see if Cake can break that string and get inside the 10-point barrier. Handling the basketball is Rudy Bean, as John Marsden had checked in. Bean double-teamed. Gets the ball off to Ross. Hands the ball off to Vills. Vills out on top. Pageant long three. Left it short. And the rebound comes down to Brindable. Well, another shot at getting it below 10. And again, it didn't work. Down to a minute 8 here in the third quarter. Long three-pointer by Scudero is over and off. Rebound comes down to Carson Vills. Vills off to Bean. Bean ahead to Rostad. Trevor left it short. Oh, he had a good opportunity. He didn't realize how wide open he really was. Down inside 40 seconds now. Guthrie handling the basketball. And are we going to have another foul on Martinez? Oh, we're going to have another foul on Pageant. So Pageant picks up his third personal foul. Free throw line, shot up by Guthrie, in and out, no good. Cliff Guthrie in the first quarter was 1 for 2. Deep breath. Second one up. And this one drops. So he gets the second free throw to go. So he has 6 points now. 48-37. 11-point lead. Bean handling the basketball. We're down to 35 seconds now. Rudy looking for a pick from Ross. Pulls into the lane. 17-footer. Got it. So Bean knocks down a 17-footer. And there's that lead under 10 as it's 48-39. The lead is 9. And we are down to 15 seconds. Guthrie around a pick. They'll probably look for one. You go down inside to Apollo Marsden. Back to Brendable. Brendable, long three-pointer. It was an air ball. Boy, he had a great look at it. So 3.2. The lead is 9. Let's see if we can get a... Let's see if we can get a good shot off. Oh, nice move by Guthrie. Long three-pointer at the buzzer, and it's going to be short. So at the end of the third quarter, it's Metlakatla 48. It is 39 for Cake. C-bracket, loser bracket. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Bob Sims back at the gym. 75th annual gold medal basketball tournament. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors, all of the people behind the scenes, not only the Lions Club, all the officials, and everybody at the radio station for making these games possible. You can hear me. I'm the voice along with Scott McAdams and Mike Clasby, but there are a lot of behind-the-scenes people that make these broadcasts possible. So, again, want to give a shout-out to all of those folks. 48-39 as Cake put the shot up. No good. Rebound came down to they go down to Booth inside. Oh, nope, sorry. Hayward, and Brian puts the shot up off the glass and good. He's got 7. Guthrie steals it away. No good. On the inbounds pass, and here comes Cake. Carson Bills handling the basketball. Bean, a long three-pointer, still couldn't get it to drop. Pageant with the left hand. Up and good. And Pageant puts the shot up and good, and I don't know. He's pointing at somebody. I don't know if it's on the whoever it was. It was in the direction of the Cake bench, or maybe the Cake crowd. We're going to have a whistle, and there's going to be a reaching foul on Pageant. So Pageant picks up his 4th. Checking back in is Kelly Brown. Here comes Pageant. Oh, nice pass underneath. Rostad up and good. Good pass by Pageant. Trevor Rostad. And here comes Cake as they are now down by 7. Guthrie brings the ball across the timeline. Left point. Rostad has him. Bounce pass to Brendable. Sid goes around to Booth pick. Has it out on top to Apollo Marsden. 8 minutes to go. Plenty of time. Mets taking the air out of it just a little bit. Booth off to Brendable. Brendable for 3. Got it. Sid Brendable knocks down his 2nd 3-pointer. Lead back to 10 at 53-43. Guthrie almost stole it away from Bean. Picked up and handled in there by Kevin Acevedo. Underneath, Acevedo. Good pass from Bean. Up and good. And Acevedo has 5 now. And the lead back down to 8. And you can kind of hear the Cake crowd down here, right down to our right. That's usually Haynes and Klukwan territory, but Cake has kind of taken that one over, at least for this game anyway. Lead is 8. Met very deliberate here. Baseline. Oh, nice move. Boy, Bryant left it short. Back the other way, Rostad up off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound. Ran down in the corner, and I think it's going to be Met. So, boy, Padgett plays about 30 seconds, and he wants a sub. So, obviously, he must not be in really, really good basketball shape anyway. So he's playing in bursts, so Rob Mills checks back in. The lead is 8. Boy, Cake had a chance to cut it to 6. Path comes into Booth. Chris will bring it across the timeline. Hands the ball off to Scudero. Scudero. Oh, and a little flop there by Kelly Brown. That's not going to work. Marsden back to Booth. Down on the block to Marsden. Bills has got him. Apollo turns around. 8-footer. And he got it to drop. Nice move. So Marsden hasn't scored in a while. He's now got 17. And the lead is back to 10. Handling the ball is Kelly Brown. Long three-pointer is up and good by Kelly. So he knocks down a 3. He's got 10 now, and the lead is back to 7. So let's see if Cake can get a stop and knock a couple more points off of this lead. They go down on the baseline to Booth. Booth inside, that's Marsden, and we're going to have a traveling call as a little jump stop there, and then he kind of slid that pivot foot, trying to get into position to do the drop step. Back the other way, 55-48, Bean. There's Brown. There's a long shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Scudero for Met. And I think that Matt LaCatla wants a timeout. Is it going to be a 60 or is it going to be a 30? We'll wait. Going to be a 30-second timeout. 6 minutes to go. 55-48, Met leading Cake. Back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine, Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 and KINY.
All right, we are back here. Bob Sims at courtside for the 75th Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. 55-48 as handling the basketball will be Matt LaCatla. And the 7-point lead. Nice move by Guthrie as he's knocked down. We got a whistle and a foul. That foul's going to be on Trevor Rostad. And we are still not in the bonus, as that is only 3 fouls. Pass comes down on the block to Apollo Marsden. Up. Oh, nice block. Marsden got it back off to Scudero, and I think we're going to have a blocking foul. Yep, no basket, I don't think. As Rob Mills slid in there. And Mills has a bad thumb. And that one was a pretty obvious call. Let's see what's going on. So the referees got together. And it was, it was no shot. As Mills blocked Scudero. And when you hit Scudero, you better be a big guy. And Mills is not a big guy. And we're going to have a holding foul. And that foul is going to be on Rostad. And Rostad's going, but he's holding me. And Rostad, and the referee goes, yeah, but you're holding him. as Guthrie kind of had his arm out, trying to block off Rostad, and Rostad just grabbed his arm. Inbounds pass comes in the corner to Scudero. Mills has him. And is that one going to be offense, or is that one going to be another block on Mills? I think it's going to be another block on Mills. I mean, he's just trying to muscle Jay Scudero, and Mills probably weighs about 150 pounds soaking wet, and Mills probably weighs, you know, 250. That is just a total mismatch. So that's the fifth foul, so Jace will go to the line. And, I mean, they are taking advantage of it, as I would. And Mills just cannot handle Scudero. Free throw up, back rim, no good. So I guess you would consider that a good foul by Mills. Lead is still 7, 55-48. And the referee is kind of explaining to Rob, hey, if you're all over him and he spins, that's a foul on you. You got to give him space to turn. Scudero, second free throw. This one is good. So Jace hits his second free throw, and the lead is now 8. Down in the corner, there's Kelly Brown. Kelly long. Oh! Should have went ahead and shot it as Chris Booth was right there. He was trying to feed it inside to Carson Bills. So an opportunity for Cake to get closer goes by the wayside. Marsden in the lane. Comes back out to top to Scudero. Scudero, long three-pointer. Got it. So Scudero knocks down a 3. The lead back to 11. And that down to 5 minutes now. Bean in the lane underneath the Bills. Oh, he left it long. Rebound comes down. Rostad tried to save it in the corner. That 3 by Scudero was a backbreaker as Shane Pageant checks back in, and sitting down is Rob Mills. So we are at the 5:08 mark. Pass comes into Scudero. Jace will bring it across the timeline. Pageant has him, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul. And I mean, you're right in front of the referee. How can he not call that? As he reaches all the way across his body and slaps him on the arm. And then he raises his hand like, what, me? Those are pretty obvious fouls. Scudero, free throw up, good. So Scudero, 2 for 3 in the fourth quarter. Jace, deep breath. Second one is up, in and out, no good. Again, 1 out of 2.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment. Play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
We lost our feed there for a moment, 64-50, and we're going to have a foul on Scudero. So Jace picks up his foul, and that's going to be 4 on Scudero. And that is not 5 yet, as he kind of ran right over the top of Bean, as Bean was trying to reverse drop step. So while we were away, we had a bucket, long three-pointer by Brown, side rim no good. Rebound comes down to Booth, and I believe that down there that was Hayward who got that bucket. So it's 64-50. They go inside. Guthrie, little running one-hander, is up and good. So Guthrie knocks down the shot. And Cake with a turnover. We're down to 3-11, and the lead is now 16, the biggest lead of the night for Metlakatla. Guthrie, another three. Oh, if that one would have gone, that would have been the that's great hustle as Booth underneath, reverse layup. That is Guthrie. And that one might be the nail in the coffin, as the lead is now 18. Xavier Friday drives into the lane. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Guthrie. Quick hands by Booth. Here comes Chris across the timeline. He'll pull it out, shoot a long three as an air ball. Rebound comes down to Hayward. Off to Brendable and, or excuse me, off to Guthrie. And Guthrie knocks down another one. So now it's 70-50. The lead is 20. Rudy, ball knocked loose. Rudy picks it back up. Ball still knocked loose. It's still on the floor, and Rudy picks it back up again. Free throw line. Rostad, no good. Rebound, Rostad, no good. And Chris Booth will slow it down. So the lead is 20 with 2 minutes to go. And it's pretty much all over but the shouting, as Marsden and Booth are playing catch right out at the free throw line. They go down to Hayward. Hayward hands the ball off to Brendable. Brendable goes, what the heck, I'm going to shoot the ball. And the rebound comes down to Rostad. Here comes Bean. I think that Kate kind of wanted to, or they just kind of wanted it stolen away by Booth. Long down court pass to Guthrie, up off the glass and good. And now I think we're going to get a full timeout. Full timeout for Metlakatla. We're down to a minute 38 at 72 for Met, 50 for Cake. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Hey there, movers and shakers. At Cooch Nauwoo, Inc., we're not just managing assets. We're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Cooch Nauwoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Cooch Nauwoo, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, we're back here. Scudero drives inside. Jay's up off the glass. We're going to have a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on number 22. And that is Jess Ross. So Scudero and Ross were kind of bumping each other all the way up the floor. And I'm not sure why Jess was doing that down 22, but he was, and so Jace will go back to the line. Free throw by Scudero is up and no good. It's a good thing that the free throws of this game aren't important. I mean, they are important, but in a 22-point game, they aren't that important because they've missed a lot of them. Second free throw, no good. Battle for the rebound. And stolen away. Scudero in the corner. He'll take a three, and he'll knock it down. Well, he says, hey, what the heck? I'm going to steal the ball, and I'm going to get a three out of it instead of two free throws. 75-50, lead 25 now. Handling the basketball is Josh Jackson. He'll take a three, and it's going to be an air ball. So, Cake, just kind of going through the motions here. Both teams down to a minute nine. And Brendable goes, wait a minute, the ball went out of bounds over there. Why do I have to walk all the way over here to you? 75-50. Booth will slowly bring it across the timeline. Chris, and I think he's just going to be they're just going to be content to, run out the clock, I hope. That ball's going to be off of Brindable's foot, and it's going to be out of bounds to Cake. So Jess Ross is going to trigger the inbounds pass, I would imagine. Now, Cake will try to score, but I don't think that Met will. Down to 41 seconds. Pass comes in to Carson Vills. Three-pointer, short. Battle for the rebound. It's on the floor. Picked up by Asa Vita. Oh, and Booth is just kind of right there and says, nope, you can't have that one. Back to Scudero. Scudero, NBA 3. It's over and off. Rebound comes down to Asa Vita. Off to Josh Jackson. Josh drives. Goes down the lane. Lays it up off the glass. Left it short. Bills tips once. No good. The rebound comes down to Hayward. Down to 20 seconds now. Scudero is just going to dribble it slowly. Across the timeline. Off to Marsden. Marsden says, hey, I just got in. I want to shoot one. No good. Rebound comes down to Josh Jackson. Long three-pointer by Cake. No good. And that's going to be it. So the final score is Metlakatla, 75. Cake, 50. We'll be back in 2 minutes with some final statistics. 2 minutes.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need, it.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, well, we had a competitive game for three quarters. It was 15-12 Met at the first quarter, 38-22 at the second quarter. Cake had cut it to 48-39 at the third quarter, but they kind of ran out of gas and ended up losing by 25, 70-50. Let's run down the scoring, first of all, for Metlakatla. Brian Hayward had 9, 6-4, Sid Brindable on 2 threes. Apollo Marsden had 21. Clifton Guthrie had 15. Jay Scudero had 13, and Chris Booth had 8. For Cake, well, they're going to hang out and watch the rest of this tournament. I imagine some of them will probably return home. Some of them will probably hang around. So Larry Jackson had 2. 10 for Kelly Brown. Xavier Friday had 4. Kevin A. Savita had 5. Carson Vills had 3. 16 for Rudy Bean. And Shane Pageant had 2. 50 for Cake. So let's check the bracket really quick before we go back to KINY. So that was game number 18. So Metlakatla will advance to the 7:30 game tomorrow night against the loser of 13, which is going to be our game a little later. So once again, this is Bob Sims saying thanks for listening, everybody. And Scott McAdams will be back in about 3 minutes. Scott? Okay, Scott McAdams will be back in about 3 minutes with POW and Cake Women. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a good evening.
You've been listening to Gold Medal Basketball, live from the KINY Play-by-Play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, the only free travel benefits program designed just for Alaskans. Don't miss a moment. Download the Gold Medal Basketball podcast at KINYradio.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.